All right. Thank you, folks. Well, this is our last day of our mission conference, Sunday. And as we normally do in Sunday school here, we hear from some of our missionaries. We have Brother Tom Knickerbocker. He works with the Helps Ministry. We had Scotty last week, and Scotty, I think, will be back tonight with us. But they have a tremendous mission program called Helps Ministries. We've been cooperating with them for years. Many of the missionaries that we help support are out from the Helps Ministries. And they're doing a tremendous job. I wish you could go to the mission field and see the different things that God is doing. And what Helps is a little different, a little unique in that they bring from the mission field back many of the preachers they bring in are native to their own land. And you really get to see and get a feel for what is happening there. And I asked Brother Tom this morning to come and coordinate. I believe we got three missionaries with us here this morning. And we'll have maybe some more tonight. But Brother Tom, you just kind of introduce them. I'm going to sit right down here and enjoy it. All right?
All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are glad to be here today. Always a pleasure to be at Landmark and meet so many people and new people as well. And Help Ministries, of course, started 20 years ago with Dr. Scotty Drake. Most of you know the story, so I'm not going to repeat it all. But we thank God for the opportunity of working with national pastors around the world. And like your pastor said, these are people who are born, raised, educated, and serving the Lord in their own countries. Pastor Carter is a national pastor, whether you knew it or not. He's a national pastor in America. Amen? And so am I. And so, but we thank God for these people. Know the culture, the language, the color, everything right down. And not only that, when they get discouraged, they don't go home. Amen? They are home. And so they would thank God for being able to work with them. We're going to start off with Brother Alberto, Pastor Alberto from the Philippines. And then we're going to, right next is Brother Ricardo from Haiti. And then we're going to follow up with Pastor Jeffrey as well from the Philippines. So we're just going to have them come one right after the other. So hook up your seatbelts and hold on. Amen? Amen. It'll be a blessing to you. Come ahead, brother.
Good morning. I am Pastor Alberto Alcantara, missionary from the Philippines. I got saved during my first year of high school. One pastor talked to me about the gospel, and I received the Lord on June 10, 1976. I was baptized, and from that on, I became active in the church. You know, in the Philippines, if you got saved, your parents, loved ones, persecute you and hinder you to serve the Lord. But I choose to serve God. I witness to my parents and my brother and sister. In my house, we have an idol. Because in the Philippines, 80% are Roman Catholic. They worship idol. So in our altar, they have an idol. So I put it down, and I explain to my parents, Dad, Mom, this is not God. Our God is in heaven, and God is the Spirit, and we must worship God in spirit and truth. Amen. So after my graduation in high school, my grandmother said, Grandson, I will help you to finish you in college, and after that, go to Saudi Arabia to reach money. Because during the time, many Filipino going to abroad to Saudi Arabia to reach money, buy a lot and build a beautiful house. That's my dream of my grandmother. So after I finish college, because of my grandmother helped me, God called me to preach. God called me to Bible college. God called me to be a pastor. So it's hard for me to decide because of my grandmother. But I cannot run to the calling of God. So I choose to follow God's call. I enrolled the Bible college, and my grandmother and my parents did not support me. He said to me, you can serve God even though you are not studying Bible college. You can serve God even though you are not a pastor. But I explained to them, this is my call. But God provided my need. I enrolled the Bible college in 1982. And in 1983, I start pastoring the church. During the time, I am the youngest pastor in our community because I am 21 years old. After 31 years, I am the oldest. I am the oldest pastor in our area. After 4 years in pastoring the church, I decided to get married. My wife and I blessed me 8 children. So a big family, 8 children, 6 boys and 2 girls. I thought these children cannot finish high school, especially college, because pastoring the church in the Philippines is so hard. And when I enter in the ministry, I have no support. But God is my great provider. You know, now 4 of my children finish college, 2 teachers with passing board examination, 1 HRM, hotel restaurant management, 1 CPA, the fifth is college, and 6 and 7 is high school, and the youngest is elementary. So after 11 years renting the place of worship, after 11 years renting the place of worship, our church bought a lot and built a building. And now we have a school ministry feeding program for children, a youth ministry. You know, in the Philippines, you can preach in high school, in college, in elementary. And so in our governor, in our province, the Baptist pastor brought them in the Lord. And so it's easy for us to enter in the elementary high school because our country is open for the gospel. You know, in our town, in our municipality, we have a Bible study. The mayor allowed us to hold a Bible study once a month after every first Monday of the month. After the plug ceremony, all employees are attended together with Philippine National Police and Bureau of Fire Protection. They all attended, almost 100 people are gathering in Angat Gym, and allowed us to share the gospel 15 to 20 minutes. So I really praise the Lord for the American missionary going to the Philippines and to reach more people in the Lord. Also, we have a Bible college in our mother church. Those who called by God in the ministry, so they enroll them, and also the place of training for Bible college and Bible woman. So also pray for me. Also, I have 2 hectares of land, an inheritance of my parents. So my prayer and desire is to build campsite for Baptist people in our province, to develop and build building, session hall, cabin, light, and water. So this is a big plan, but God, nothing shall be impossible. Thank you to this church because they love mission, they love your pastor, and I know that God bless this church more abundantly. Thank you, and may God bless you.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Thank you so much for your hospitality. Thank you for the warm welcome you ushered to us this morning. We are praying so that the Lord continue to bless you abundantly. My name is Ricardo Sangelus. I'm from Haiti. I'm married. I got one wife. I got five surviving kids, two boys and three girls. One of the boys passed away May 13, 2012 to be with the Lord. I grew up in a Christian home. I used to go to church. I memorized many verses from the Bible, but I was still unsaved. Due to a conflict between my dad and my mom, I supported my mom. I was at my mother's side. For that reason, my dad kicked me out. I started suffering from lack of food, from lack of clothing. I survived thanks to some of my relatives who are living into the U.S. It was very hard for me because I was suffering a lot at that time. I remember a verse from the Bible, Psalm 27, verse 10, which says, "Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up." And soon afterwards, I went to a fundamental Baptist church. The preaching talked about sin. The preacher said at the end of his message, "If you should die this very minute, where would you spend your eternity?" I looked around and I came forward and I accepted Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. I got saved when I was 20 years old. 12 years later, I went to Bible Institute. I had been graduated from Bible Institute December 1999. The same year, that very year, God called me to be a preacher. I was a high school teacher during over 19 years. When I received the calling for the ministry, I stopped teaching. I sacrificed my profession for the cause of Christ. Because the Bible says, "Lift up your eyes, look on the fields, for they are already white to harvest." The harvest is truly plenteous, but laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers into his harvest. Because of that, I surrendered my whole life to preach the word of God. January 2000, I started the first church. 4 years later, after a door-to-door visitation in Solon and Cross the Street, a campaign of evangelism, a crusade, we started the second church. This is the church I'm pastoring thus far. We started over two churches in 2010 during the earthquake. You know, during the earthquake, over 300,000 people died. Many people, the houses were collapsed. Their houses were damaged severely. They couldn't stay in. So they were all over the capital city to pitch tent. We got already a school building in another area. We got a parking lot. So after a crusade, a door-to-door visitation, Solomon Cross the Street, we started a church on March 26, 2010. Haiti was really open for the gospel at that time. In October 2010, we started another church in an area where many people pitched tents. Heavy Ministries sent to us over two containers of food and many tents. We used the tents for those churches. And last year, God gave me a burden for an area I didn't even know. This is around 1 hour drive from the capital city. Thanks to Heavy Ministries, the Lord helped me acquire over 5 acres of land, 2 hectares of land. We got a fence, we got a caretaker building. We planted over 150 mango trees. We planted juca, corn, peas, sugarcane, bananas, plantains. We started a church there. We have a project to have pretty good sized orphanage, a Christian school. We have a project to have a turkey and chicken farm, pork and goat farm, vegetable farms. It will be a ministry center so that I can reach the other outskirts with the gospel of Christ. It will be a good opportunity for us to do more for the Lord. More souls can be saved. More churches can be established. And fund will be available in the mission field for the preachers. We have two Christian schools in two different areas. One is self-sufficient, but one is located in a poor area where people can't make a living, where people can't afford paying the tuition. So we need to pay over 4 teachers at $70 each a month, and we need also $50 for 3 preachers in 3 different churches. So be praying so that the Lord can supply our need, the Lord can meet our need, more souls can be saved, and more churches can be established in the future. May God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity that we are in your church. I'm Jeffrey Balwis from the Philippines. And I'm so glad because I've been in your church once again. I've been here 2001 during the 7th Help anniversary. And I'm also blessed by God because during that time, our grandfather in the faith, Lee Robertson, was one of the speakers. Because my pastor was a graduate from Tennessee Temple University. And we have a long history of partnership even here in the United States of America. I got saved August 23, 1983, because of the ministry of an American missionary. When I was called by God during a missions conference like this, my American pastor, Melvin Brown, was the one who preached about missions. And I know God called me to be a pastor in a place somewhere in the Philippines. I was then an architectural designer of an American multinational company during that time. But when God called you, you will never escape His calling. So I forsook my job and I surrendered my life fully, trusting God that He will supply my needs. Because in the Philippines, during our pioneering works, we don't have much support. Sometimes even our parents, even our loved ones hated us because we abandoned our job and even our family because of this vocation of serving God faithfully. I have a wife and 3 children. I've been pastoring Higher Ground Baptist Church for 23 years now. You know, the Philippines has 100 million population. It's only a tiny country. You can put 15 times the country of the Philippines in the state of Florida. But we are the 7th largest populated country in the world. On our country has 80% Catholics. From 1521 up to June 12, 1898, we were colonized by the Spaniards. So even a single soul, even a single Filipino never got saved because of that dark era of spiritual darkness in our country. But we praise God and thank God because on June 12, 1898, the American government purchased our freedom from the Spaniard to the tune of $20 million. My beloved brethren, that's the only time that the gospel was preached in our country. That's the only time missions was introduced in our country. That's the only time missionaries came to our country. The American missionaries pioneered missions in our country. Now the Philippines has more than 10,000 independent Bible-believing Baptist churches. Amen. And now the Philippines is being used, and now the Philippines is now being used by God to reach out many countries all over the world. In every country of this world, you will find a Filipino, even in Timbuktu, even in Kiribati. These are the smallest islands, not well known, but Filipinos are all around the world. You know why? Because the Americans, the missionaries, mentored us. They taught us the faith promise giving. They taught us missions. They taught us how to reach out other countries, and now we are doing the job. You pass the baton to us. These countries, like the communist countries, the Muslim countries, where the Americans cannot reach and go to this perilous and dangerous places, where we can go to these places. We have missionaries in the communist countries like China, in Taiwan, in North Korea, in Vietnam, and others. In the Muslim countries like India, in Africa, even in Indonesia. Indonesia has a 300 million population. Even in Europe, even in the Spanish-speaking countries, we have many missionaries sent out from the Philippines. And we are so blessed because of this partnership, even with the health ministries who partner with us, our group in the Philippines, the Baptist Mission Partners, envision to plant 2,000 churches by the year 2020. We dreamed that vision way back 2003. And now we have reached the 1,000 mark because of the grace of God. And our church has many ministries. We have a deaf ministry. We have 40 to 60 deaf attending the church. We have our Bible school. We have our Christian school, the feeding program. We have orphanage. But our main thrust in our church is the church planting ministries. This is our dream, to plant more churches, not only in the Philippines, but even to the other countries. I came to know this church by the year 1991. Maybe your pastor never knew this. I received one box of gospel tracts from Landmark Baptist Church. That's 1991. When I'm starting the church in the Philippines. Back 2001, I have the privilege to be in your church, and I met your pastor personally. 2004, some Landmark students came in our church, in our country, and they experienced firsthand the mission works in the Philippines. They taught in our Christian Academy, in our deaf school, and we are so blessed because of this wonderful opportunity. And 2006, Phil Stringer, then a member of this church, taught pastors and workers in our area. But our great surprise when your pastor visited our church, our country, way back 2008. In our place, I remember that date, January 10, 2008, Dr. Mickey Carter preached in a church in our area. And we have a long history of partnership, not only from the Americans who first came in our country, who purchased us from the colonization from the Spaniards. But what we treasured most, because of the American missionaries, because of missions, many Filipinos were purchased by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for your love and devotion, for pioneer, for being, for because you pioneered mission work in our country. Thank you so much for the toils, for the sacrifice, for the love, for the devotion of your spiritual forefathers who came in our country. Please pray for us. Please continue to partner with us. We'll always praying.